Hi, everybody. Happy Halloween. This is Lainey Savante-Wolken here on Zeta Global Radio, wishing you a wonderful day, and we have an amazing show for you. Today is Dr. Carla Garcia, DOM and head of the New Mexico Thermography Center, here with us. And before we get to her, as we always do at the top of the hour, we talk about what is happening positive in the world. I was going to have Vitaly Safarov, our compadre over there in London, share some of his thoughts of what's happening in the world, but he is really busy, and I get to read a note from him explaining why, because this is a big deal for all of us here at ZGR, because we're all part of it in some way, shape, or form. So listen in, tell me what you think, and we'll get right to it. So a message from news co-anchor Vitaly Safarov. Dear ZGR listeners, I'm sending you this message to thank you all again for being a part of the community and for listening to our show. I couldn't join you today because we are at the final stages of relaunching UK and Europe's longest-running UFO paranormal conference, and thus all the team members at Zeta Global Group are working nonstop to ensure that on Sunday, November 1st at midnight, Probe UFO Paranormal, the website, is ready to come into the world with much love and joy. So again, that's tomorrow, Sunday, at midnight, Probe UFO Paranormal website. So you're going to learn more. You're going to hear a lot about what's happening with this Probe UFO Paranormal, because there is some exciting things going on. Many wonderful components of the relaunch of this conference have been secured, and the new relaunch of the conference will take place next year, October 14th through the 16th, 2016. For those of you who know, event planning takes a very long time. Sometimes it takes 1 year, 2 years. But this is an event in the making, and almost 30 years have gone into this conference. But now we are offering sort of the next level up of this relaunch. So there's going to be an International Galactic Film Festival produced by yours truly, me. If you didn't know, prior to radio, I had a history in film festival production, and I've been given the honor, which I'm really excited. I step into it, I accept, and have been working behind the scenes for a while now with Vitaly and the whole team over at Probe to put together what is going to be next year an absolutely stunning, top-notch international film festival featuring UFOlogy, sci-fi, aliens, and everything in between, in the best film festival, just to be a wonderful component to the already existing 3-day conference. Also, what's going to take place there is a Probe Spotlight platform, and that's going to be a showcase of emerging researchers, and there'll be also a special gala night, which I'm super excited. The buzz around this has been going on for some time, but Probe and Vitaly and myself, we've all put together a special gala night at the famous Winter Gardens in Blackpool. For those in the U.S. or other countries who don't know, Blackpool's the Las Vegas of the U.K., and Winter Gardens is one of their most legendary venues. So one night, there will be a special honoring of Chariots of the Gods author Eric Van Doniken. So I know many of you out there who are into this subject matter know that he's sort of an absolute legend, and it's also his birthday year, so we're excited to celebrate, to honor Chariots of the God author Eric Van Doniken with a special honorary performance by Rock and Art Fusion. And if you've heard that name before, because it's right here in-house. It's a performance with my husband, ZGR producer, Howard Wolken, and world-renowned speed painter Michael Ostosky. They are coming together to do a special tribute for Eric Van Doniken this night at Probe. So a lot to look forward to. So keep in mind, tomorrow, November 1st at midnight UK time, the site will go live, and Probe's executive team have given ZGR this special time, this preemptive launch, to announce it to you all. So please check it out. I'll have information on the ZGR Facebook on more details about the Probe conference. And then you can also just go back to probeufoparanormal.com And we will have more and more information on this exciting event and unfoldment, rock and art fusion, Chariots of the Gods, film festival, and then some. And of course, ZGR is the official media sponsor of the Probe Conference. We're excited about that. Vitaly and I are going to be the hosts of the Legacy Night for Eric Van Doniken on stage. We're going to have live streaming. It's going to be a spectacular event. We're all working on it again next October 14th through the 16th, 2016. And there you have it, folks. Be sure and check it out. And speaking of liftoff and things out of this world, we are coming upon some upcoming lantern festivals in a couple of regions of the Southwest and the Pacific Northwest. Zeta Global Radio is a media partner here for the Albuquerque event taking place on Saturday, November 14th at the Sandia Speedway. We're super excited about that. If you are in the area, keep a lookout for us. We'll have a table and some information on the radio show. We'll have people going throughout the event there and interviewing you on why you're there. What are you releasing into the sky? Why do you have what dreams you have? If you have a memory of a loved one, tell us all the reasons why you're here at Lantern Fest. Tickets are selling out. I think all the early registrations already sold out. But guess what? You can get tickets here. We are giving away tickets over the next several weeks. Go to the Facebook page for Zeta Global Radio. We keep listing their different ways. A lot of times it's listening into the show. Other times it's just giving us some thoughts and feedback. But go to the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, like it, share it, and you may win a pair of tickets. They're going to be $50 in the late registration, and we have them all access. So check that out. Now, our very own Howard Wolkin and Michael Ostosky as Rock and Art Fusion, along with hip-hop artist Cade, the three of them will be together, and they will be performing at the Spokane Lantern Fest. Now, originally, that was on a different date, but due to weather, they had to switch it. So now it falls on the same date as Albuquerque. So it will be in Spokane, actually, Post Falls, Idaho, on Saturday, November 14th as well. For more information on that and any of the other locations coming up for Lantern Fest, visit them at thelanternfest.com. Now, speaking of Lantern Fest, Zeta Global Radio right here still has a few passes left for the Albuquerque November 14th show. It's quite simple to win. Just log on to our Facebook page at Zeta Global Radio, like and share it, of course, and then post a comment tomorrow about why you want these tickets, what your wishes are, what your thoughts are for releasing your lantern in the air. We're going to be giving away four pair of passes. Winners will be announced on Sunday out of all the listings. So go ahead and post after our show tomorrow, and we wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a great event. Now we're going to talk about a new segment, which is honoring the positive works that celebrities are doing in the world. And ironically or coincidentally, both stories I'm speaking about today come out of New Jersey. First, we have John and Tracy Stewart. Everyone knows John Stewart from The Daily Show, absolutely funny comedian. But his wife, Tracy, is an animal activist, and the two of them are getting ready to open their 13-acre animal sanctuary in Bufflehead Farm. This sanctuary is actually their own family's 12-acre tract of land in Middletown, New Jersey, and it's going to be home to dozens of rescue cows, sheep, turkeys, goats, and other animals. Now, this project has been a long dream of Tracy's. She is just someone who tirelessly works for advocating the rights of animals. So this is really beautiful work that they're doing. The couple eventually plan on opening Bufflehead Farm to the public, but right now they're going to be doing appointment only to start. And this is all about education. It's about bringing hope to our friends, our family, the animals are all part of us. So thank you so much, John and Tracy Stewart, for that. That's such great positive news to share, and we hope we all get a chance to visit it one day. Now, our other wonderful news out of New Jersey is from singer Jon Bon Jovi. Of course, I grew up loving him and the band so much. Well, he has a restaurant called JBJ Soul Kitchen. What's nice about this new restaurant that he owns is this restaurant is not about making any money. This restaurant is about feeding the soul and allowing one to have a meal even if they can't afford it. There's no prices on the menu. Literally, you donate what you want to, can do, and can contribute. If you don't have money to contribute, they ask you to volunteer right there at the restaurant. So this is truly such a beautiful dharma that they're doing. And I just want to give a really big shout out to John Bon Jovi for this. And if you want to learn more, go to jbjsoulkitchen.org. And lastly, but not least, it is Halloween. So I just wanted to throw in a little fun there. The good folks at Dragon's House of Horror at the New Mexico Fairgrounds have one night only. Tonight's the last night to catch their mile-long haunted house. Now, they are in the Guinness World Records for having the longest mile of terror. So if you want to check it out, go ahead and do so. You can go to their website at dragonshouseofhorror.com. They are open tonight from 7 to midnight, but the last opening, you have to be in line at 11 o'clock. So check out the Guinness World Records House of Horrors. Oh my God, the Mile of Terror. I'm glad you guys are going because it's certainly not my thing. Anyways, have fun, be safe. That does it for our news today. We're going to take a short break and we will be back with Dr. Carla Garcia. It's a perfect time to give yourself or someone you love the gift of health. Trisha Wilson with Trinity Massage and Healing, a specialist in deep tissue, is now offering ZGR listeners 80 minutes for the price of 60 with your first experience in clearing those hidden blocks in the body. Taking appointments in Albuquerque, New Mexico and Denver, Colorado. Call or text now at 757-576-6565 and get ready to melt the pain away. That's 757-576-6565. This is Lainey Savante-Wolkin, your host of ZGR, and I've been an absolutely grateful client of Trisha's for many years. Book with her and mention ZGR and see exactly what I mean. She's quite the goddess. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin. And thank you so much for listening to our positive news segment today. We've been talking actually all week. You've probably seen it all over our Facebook pages. Recently, this week, we had a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness at Twin Peaks Albuquerque, where these gorgeous girls designed all these bras and auctioned them off. And it was quite the blast. People were buying bras at $450, and all the proceeds went to a local New Mexico organization called the Nancy Floyd Hayworth Foundation, and it raised a lot of awareness, not only because the girls were beautiful, but really there were survivors there, and it was quite a camaraderie. So in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, in the month of October here in the United States, we are really continuing that education. And the person here today I'm so excited to have is Dr. Carla Garcia. She is a wonderful being, very knowledgeable. She is a DOM. She's the head of the New Mexico Thermography Center. Absolute wealth of information to share with us if we, like people, are here consciously choosing to find alternative solutions to how to care for our divine body. So welcome to the show, Carla. Here, actually live in studio, by the way.
Thank you, Lainey. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the subject of thermography and taking care of breast cancer awareness, health, and all the ways to move about our bodies has come up so much. A lot of people on this show, of course, are spiritual, they're conscious, they look for alternative ways. They don't immediately go to Western doctors, they don't get mammograms, and some do, not having the awareness that there's other ways to find out how to do exams, how to do thermography. So I thought maybe we would start with a background of your whole, you've been doing this a long time, and you have a wealth of information. So I just wanted to share a little bit about Carla Garcia and your world.
Okay, so I've been doing thermography professionally for almost 16 years, or a little more than 16 years, actually. And we started out in Santa Fe and then moved to Albuquerque. And at present, we're actually opening an office in Dallas, Texas. So I actually owned a vitamin store years ago and learned a lot about nutrition at that point, and became interested in medicine through that, and was actually accepted to the University of New Mexico Medical School. My dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and so I took a leave of absence to care for him. And during that time, I actually learned about European biological medicine and was able to actually take courses about whole body healing and about holistic medicine. And part of their screening or diagnosis or evaluation of the patient included thermography, and that's where I got interested in thermography.
And how long ago was that?
Oh gosh, that was in 1998, I think.
Because I don't think people know that thermography, people still don't know what thermography is. They certainly didn't know it's been around that long.
Right. Thermography is a way of imaging the body by recording the heat, the infrared heat that's being radiated from the body. And so what the camera does is it records images. It records 84,000 temperatures. Our particular camera is a class one medical device. And it records temperatures and creates an image. So it assigns colors to specific temperatures and it creates a colored image.
So when you first learned about it, did you just have this epiphany, like, this is for me, this is what I want to study? Or how was it for you? Did you incorporate it into the rest of your things? Or how did it become like a focal point of your career?
I had been studying a lot of things, including dark field microscopy, which is a way of analyzing the blood using a dark field microscope. And, you know, I had had exposure to Western medicine. I had had nutrition. And then, you know, I went to this biological medicine training, and thermography just resonated with me. And thinking back on it after I had actually decided that thermography was a course I wanted to really follow, that I felt that it was the path that was for me, I remembered that in the early 80s or late 70s, I was living in California and I had been diagnosed with a breast disease and scheduled for surgery. And I woke up the morning of the surgery and was watching, I think it was Good Morning America. I think Joan London, Brian Gumbel were the hosts.
Uh-huh.
And that morning they were talking about something called the Breast Center in Santa Monica, California. And they had a new type of screening called thermography. And it was no compression, it was no radiation. You basically sat in a room for 30 minutes, a cold room for 30 minutes. And they were able to screen your breast to see if you had a problem. And so I didn't show up for my appointment, and I actually went to the breast center, and they did an old-fashioned type of thermography on me. And that was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, I have chills. See, divine intervention.
Absolutely.
Right when you needed to hear it. And thank you for sharing that. I know it's, you know, a lot of the times here we talk about, a lot of the people who are on the show have had their own personal experiences, and that's what's led them to go into the field that they're into. And I've had a lot of experiences with a lot of different things, so I can relate to so many of the guests. And for those listening, I go to Dr. Carla and for my thermography, and I think it's absolutely fascinating. I think everyone should get it done. In the next segment, we'll talk more in depth about thermography. And now we're really just wanting to share that thermography is one of many different areas that you work with patients who are wanting to support their breast health. Is there other alternatives as well? I know you said there's diet and there's other, I don't know what else you do.
Right. Well, you know, it is October, and so people are really touting the pink ribbons and the get your annual mammogram type of thing. So screening, of course, is a way of prevention, right? Early detection means early prevention or early treatment before things are beyond an easy fix, you know, a simple dietary lifestyle change. One of the things that we have found is particularly useful for women who, let's say, have a breast cyst or they found a lump recently, is to reduce the amount of caffeine that they take. So we're sort of lacking an enzyme that in our breasts that actually breaks down caffeine. And so if your breasts are tender, especially tender, you have a cyst that's particularly tender, then we recommend reducing the amount of caffeine that you're drinking. Studies have also shown that vitamin D3 is particularly useful for cancer and particularly useful in preventing breast cancer. Iodine, so ingesting, you know, Lugol solution or the Iodorol or a food grade iodine has been shown to help prevent and any type of breast disease. So there's a link between iodine deficiency and breast disease is the bottom line.
Interesting. I had that experience with caffeine, and I know you and I have talked about it, but I have now myself can be a testimonial to the effects of caffeine. And for me, it was just maybe one or two cups of chai or a cup of coffee, or even maybe sometimes when I was really stressed, I'd have three cups of decaf, but significant differences in pain level. And we don't always know what pain means, and we can get that further into the show, and maybe there are some symptoms that we can look into as to what might be, because I don't hear many people talking about self-examinations, doing your monthly breast exam. I know that for a while, I don't remember, I think maybe in the 90s, there was a big campaign and really people touted, you got to do your monthly breast exam. I don't see that so much. And you're saying that's crucial to still keep doing these monthly exams on yourself. That's the first sort of...
I think the majority of women actually find their own lumps or their partners find their lumps when they're feeling. And I think part of the reason that women don't do it as often anymore is that they were told that it wasn't an effective way of finding anything. And that's absolutely not true. And we generally feel our breasts without even realizing it. I mean, in the shower, when you're bathing, or even at night, sometimes in your sleep, you know, I have found a lump before in my sleep and I woke up and went, oh, what's that? And you know, so I think that we do it subconsciously or unconsciously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of the reason that women are averse to doing it is that they're like, oh my gosh, my breasts are so lumpy. You know, how will I know the difference? And so one of the things that we offer in our clinic is free breast exams with every thermography. And I explain to women what they're looking for. So, you know, if you have a lump and it's smooth and movable, that's usually not a problem. That's usually a cyst. If you think about, somebody described it to me as, they compared it to those oranges we used to do at Christmas. In the old days, we would get oranges and we would put cloves in the orange and hang it from a pretty ribbon kind of scent the house. So basically, you're feeling your orange and you're hoping you don't find a clove. So you want to find something that's stuck, that doesn't move, that's hard, that may have a sharp edge to it. Not all of them have sharp edges. And you also want to get used to what your breasts feel like normally so that if something changes, you notice it. So one of the things that I tell women, in addition to feeling for anything, is to stand in front of the mirror with their hands on their hips. In golf, it's called the bat wing pose. So your hands are on your hips, and you're noticing the level of your breasts and how they look normally. And then you raise your hands over your head, and you look on the sides to make sure that there's no pulling or dimpling or retraction, something that could be pulling internally that you may not feel because it's so deep. So those are easy ways that women can actually check themselves.
So really look for symmetry. Look for that what you're feeling on the left, you'll feel it on the right, and that there's balance.
Exactly.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to delve right into thermography, the ins, the outs, versus thermography versus mammography, easy for me to say, and all that good stuff. Take a listen to some of our beautiful advertisers on Zeta Global Radio, and we'll be right back.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster. Rock and Art Fusion, the explosive pairing of world-famous speed painter Michael Ostaski and composer-producer Howard Wolkin, are set to hit the stage at Lantern Fest in Spokane, Washington on November 14th. Joined by conscious hip-hop artist Cade, the trio expect to perform for thousands of people, bringing their own socially conscious brand of music and art to the masses. Make sure to check out thelanternfest.com for information about this and all other shows happening in 2015.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle. Or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Walken, and I am here with Dr. Carla Garcia. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about breast health today, and Dr. Carla Garcia is the head of the New Mexico Thermography Center of New Mexico, and we are getting into the subject of thermography. And we touched earlier in the last segment about Carla's background in getting introduced to thermography many years ago, and now she runs a center. So let's talk about thermography. I know you mentioned a little bit about what it is, but how does it work in terms of identifying not only breast cancer, but other issues too? I mean, it can go in and really detect, and it takes an eye to look at it. Because one thing I just want to say is yesterday, someone said to me, oh, well, I'm going to have thermography in whatever state she was in. I think it was Denver. And they have this big machine. Is her machine little or big? And I said, well, I'm not sure about the machines. I go because I trust in the person who is reviewing the heat signature. So is that true? It's really about the practitioner, or is there certain machines that are better than the other? Or you tell us.
So thermography has been around since the 1940s. It was originally used by the military to monitor battle troop movements or to monitor where heat was being emanated. It's also used industrially to see where heat is leaking from a house, basically, or from a building.
Right. Okay.
So the premise is in medicine that our bodies are thermally symmetrical. And what I mean by that is that when we're healthy, we emit the same amount of heat from both sides. When we're not, then one side will be different than the other. And in general, thermography has been around since in Ayurvedic medicine, certainly in times of Hippocrates and the Greeks. What they would do, and they still do now in Ayurvedic medicine sometimes, is they make a thin slurry of mud, and then they paint it on the patient's body, And they watch to see which areas dry first.
Wow.
Because those are the warmest areas, and that tells us that there's inflammation in that area. So we've been doing thermography basically since the beginning of time, since the beginning of time where people recognized that heat was an indication for disease. And what I tell people is that we are all basically thermographers, because what happens when we're sick or a child is sick or somebody says they're not feeling well is we touch our hand to their foreheads or we grab a thermometer. And a thermometer is actually not a thermal imaging device, but it takes temperatures. And that's exactly what the camera does. And one of the things is that with a thermography camera, ours is portable. The newer ones are, you know, could fit in your purse.
Wow.
But they're recording the heat that's being emanated from the body. I don't think size is a particular thing. Now, one of the problems that we have had is that people are having tomography, which is actually tomosynthesis or 3D mammograms, and they think that tomography, T-O-M-O, graphy is the same as thermography, and it is not. So the camera we use in our clinics is actually a class 1 medical device. It's FDA registered, one of the only ones. Our reports are written by medical doctors, so our doctors are licensed MDs who have trained specifically in thermographic interpretation. And my understanding, because I have actually taught a little bit about thermal imaging interpretation, is that it's difficult. You have to really want to do it. You have to really understand the nuances of the heat and temperature and side differences to be able to, you know, write something that's pertinent for the patient.
Sure. Now, there's no radiation, and I only ask that because it's been asked to me, because people know I've been getting thermography for years, and they said, well, are you getting radiation? I said, well,
no.
I'll let Dr. Carla explain what that is or
okay.
not.
So basically, when you have a mammogram, there is ionizing radiation or X-rays taken of the breasts, and usually they're side-to-side and top-to-bottom images that are recorded, and what they're doing is they're looking for tissue density. So they're trying to find the increases or changes in tissue density that have occurred when they're doing a mammogram that uses radiation. With thermography, we're looking for changes in physiology. So these are things that precede actually changes in density. So we're looking for neovascularity or new blood vessels that have grown to feed a tumor, or we're looking for inflammation, or we're looking for estrogen dominance. And those are the things that tell us that something is happening in that area that precedes tumor deposition.
Hmm.
And so nothing is going out towards the patient. So nothing comes off of the camera that goes to the patient. The camera is simply recording the heat that's coming off of the patient. So when you take a picture of somebody, like you're using your little digital camera, mm-hmm. it is recording the light that's being reflected off of that person mm-hmm. or off of that thing,
subject.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
subject, whatever you're taking a picture of. So what this camera does is it's just recording the heat that's being emanated. It's not recording the light, it's recording the heat.
And how does it compare to, say, an MRI or an ultrasound?
So ultrasounds use, they create images using high-frequency sound waves, and it doesn't require ionizing radiation or contrast injections, but it can be hard to interpret.
Okay.
So they're using sound waves, and an MRI actually uses magnets and radio waves to provide multiple cross-section images that are more commonly used for diagnosis than for screening. And one of the things that happens with MRIs is that in order to do soft tissue, they have to use a contrast dye, and the contrast is usually gadolinium, and gadolinium is a heavy toxic metal or heavy metal. And so now they're limited to using MRIs with contrast for breast diagnosis to people who they're pretty sure have something going on because it is toxic, and they found that it causes a type of kidney disease.
Now, can you do thermography if you've had breast implants?
Absolutely. So thermography is especially good for women who have had breast implants because well, there's no compression, right? So one of the things that happens with ionizing radiation is it's actually a radiation or a heat that's going into the body. And so it can sometimes weaken the integrity of the shell, that is the breast implant. And then they squeeze on it, and then it can rupture. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but it can happen. And actually, the compression is pretty uncomfortable for most women. So
yes.
With thermograms, what we're doing is we're actually just looking to see if there's any changes in inflammation or the shape of the actual implant. And thermography is especially good for women who have fibrocystic breasts, so they have normally lumpy breasts, which really it isn't a disease. It's how God created us. And it's especially good for dense breasts.
I'm so glad you said that because they do call it, right, fibrocystic disease?
Yeah,
fibrocystic disease. And I don't understand. I've never understood that. And many people have lumpy breasts. And I'm so glad you said that's just your anatomy.
It is your anatomy. It's kind of how we were created. We have milk ducts and milk glands and lymph ducts and lymph glands and fat globules in our breasts. Those all sound pretty lumpy to me.
So milk ducts, you mentioned, you know, off air that milk ducts can cause some pain and maybe confuse someone that may be a lump. Is that possible? Or is that more of a painful feeling but not so much a lump feeling?
It's usually more of a painful feeling. And Okay. Sometimes lymph ducts will get a little clogged and they'll feel a little lumpy, but they'll be smooth, they'll be movable, and they won't, you know, they won't be a problem per se.
Now, you also do full body thermography, and I think that's fascinating because sometimes you can make a connection between one other part of the body if you see heat signature to another area and maybe sort of make, not a diagnosis, but some sort of make a assessment that there's something more full body going on.
Right. So thermography is not a diagnostic test. The really only true diagnosis or diagnostic that you can do is actually to take a tissue sample like a biopsy or even actually blood work. When you draw blood, that's actually a tissue biopsy. But when we do a full body thermogram, we're looking at the head. We start with the head and we're looking at the sinuses and any lymph. We look also at teeth. Teeth are a very important part of our health, and I'll get back to that. We're looking at the lymph along the neck. We're looking at the breasts. We're looking at the tummy. We can look at arms and legs for people who have unexplained pain. So a lot of people will come in and say, oh my gosh, I've had an x-ray, there's nothing wrong on the x-ray, but I have pain in this area. You know, we can see that there's inflammation in that area. We can also track protocols. So what I mean by that is if you've had a surgery and you want to know if it's healing nicely, we can track to see that the inflammation is reducing over time.
Excellent. We're going to take another break. Tell people how to reach you if they want to come and get a thermography exam with you.
So they can call our office, which is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the phone number is 505-271-6608. Again, that's 505-271-6608. They can go to our website, which is actually thermographynm.com, www.thermographynm.com. We also have a Dallas location, and the phone number there is 469-249-0065. That's 469-249-0065. And the website there is DallasFortWorthBreastThermography.com.
Terrific. And do you do phone consultations? I know obviously you can't do thermography, but at least people who want to just have some, I don't know if you do consulting or does any of that work?
Do sometimes. You know, when we do our thermograms, I know a lot of offices do thermography and then invite the patient back to go over their report. I try to do that when they're in the office to spare them an extra visit, an extra charge, extra travel time. You know, in everybody's busy lives, it's lucky if we can get to the doctor one time, much less twice.
Exactly. Well, we will be right back with more information on preserving, loving, and supporting our body with Dr. Carla Garcia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carla Garcia, head of the Thermography Center with two locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Dallas, Texas. We've been in business supporting women's health for over 16 years. We use an FDA-registered Class 1 medical camera, which allows us to perform both breast and full-body screenings. There's no radiation, no painful compression, and it's safe for implants and works well for dense breast tissue. We're offering a special 10% discount now for ZGR listeners through the end of 2015 on either the breast or full-body screenings. Please visit DallasFortWorthThermography.com or thermographynm.com, or you can call our offices at 469-249-0065 in the Dallas area, 505-271-6608 in New Mexico. I look forward to meeting you.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also massage therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Welcome to Natural Awakenings November. The November issue kicks off the holiday season. Read about experiencing gratitude all day long, true wealth, living a life you love, and tips for natural skincare and reading cosmetic labels. Natural Awakenings magazine will launch their first annual Healthy and Green Living Directory in February 2016. This special annual guide will reach over 50,000 readers and will be distributed throughout the year. Early bird pricing starts now at $99 for 12 months worth of exposure. For all the details, visit Natural Awakenings, NNM, that's two N's, .com/advertise or call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving from Natural Awakenings Magazine. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Hi, everyone. This is Lainey Savante-Wolkin, and next week we have a special treat in store for us. Jackie Lappin from Conscious Media Relations and LuminaryVoices.com is here with us. She is an absolute maven in the world of conscious media. She works with radio, TV, print, online, is a publicist, has a marketing company, represents speakers, authors, self-improvement coaches, you name it, and she's here to share with us how to bring your message to the world and how to do it the right way. Living the world and working in the conscious media is a little bit different than mainstream. She shows us all the ins and outs. So get your notebook out, get your pen ready, mark your calendar. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening today. Whether this show is for you or for a beautiful female in your life, make sure they listen to the show. We will also have it, if you're not listening now, to our archives, and you can find that at bbsradio.com/ZGR. And stay tuned, because our official ZetaGlobalRadio.com website is in the making, and we will be launching that here shortly. And on there, you'll be able to click straight from the website to listen to the show. Be sure and check out this archive. Check it out on our Facebook page, and share it when it's up for all the people to listen to. Again, if you're just tuning in or you have been listening, thank you. We are here with Dr. Carla Garcia talking about thermography in different ways to provide health to our breasts and to our full body. I had two questions I just wanted to follow up on, and then we can get into the teeth and nutrition, because those are also key elements to female health. One question, is it safe, thermography, for pregnant or nursing women?
So thermography is absolutely safe for anybody. It's safe for pregnant and nursing women, but their breasts are hotter than most, so the hormones have come into play, and so it's not a good time to do a breast screening when you're pregnant or nursing, only because it's very difficult to see the asymmetry or the difference in temperature side to side. But we can certainly image any other part of the body, and we've done children as well. Unfortunately, we've had a child as young as 10 years old that has started developing breasts that we were able to see a temperature differential on. And that brings to mind the fact that men also get breast cancer, and it's particularly difficult to diagnose because they want to do mammograms on them. And unless they have man boobs, that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
It's very painful for them. So thermography is one of the only ways that you can... It isn't the only way, but it's probably one of the best ways to image male breast cancer. And it's also particularly effective for women or breasts that have been attacked by inflammatory breast cancer, because inflammatory breast cancer is not a change in the tissue density. It's actually a change in the physiology of the tissue. And so the breast will look completely inflamed.
Wow. Now, thank you for that. You mentioned a 10-year-old. Is there, so any age can have thermography? And is there, they say at 40 you start a mammogram. What is the age a female should start to have thermography?
That's the million-dollar question. And if you can answer that, then we'd all be, we could all retire on the beach and sip piña coladas. My feeling is that you're never too young to get a baseline and just to see what's going on. I don't encourage everybody to come in. You want to start your baseline depending on whether you have a strong family history of breast cancer, and somebody in your family has had it. If you've had testing and they've told you that you're at risk, if you feel a lump, then you could get a thermography at that point. I've done a couple of teenagers because they felt a lump. It was nothing, of course, but you want to allay their fears.
Sure.
And one of my biggest things is telling women to do whatever it needs to be for them to not worry, because I think if you worry, you worry yourself into illness. So if you feel something, certainly come in and get it done. I believe that breast screening should start probably at age 40. I don't know that at age 40 you should have one every year, but I would start at age 40. Younger, usually 35 if you have a family history, or even 30. So, there are women who develop breast cancer at age 26, so... Mm-hmm. It's such an individual thing. I just think that it's great that we have an alternative to radiating the breasts, and because we know that ionizing radiation actually contributes to cancer. So you don't want to do that too often. I mean, I do have two breast cancer patients right now who have had 75 mammograms in their lifetime, and that has to have had some contribution to their illness, I have to believe.
Can we touch on, in the few minutes we have left, sort of the esoteric or the Chinese principles about some of the connections or theories about the connection between the male and the female, and some of the emotional, some of the mental, some of the things that people feel, I wouldn't say cause, but contribute to development of disease.
Okay, so you and I had this conversation, and actually there's a Dr. Hammer, I believe he's a German doctor, who did research and found that particular emotions can lead to particular types of illness. And he, one of his things, and I think actually Louise Hay has also mentioned that breast disease can usually be tracked back to an unfulfilled female-male relationship. Mm. So it could be a relationship that ended without thought, I mean, without much notice. It can be
abruptly.
Thank you, that's a word I was looking for. It can be an abusive relationship. It can be just something where you just didn't feel like that part of you was being fulfilled. So that's that was more of a German doctor. In terms of Chinese medicine, actually the stomach meridian, which is a really important part of breast health, because the stomach meridian runs directly through the center of the breast. So, and one of the points on that meridian is actually the nipple area. And you would never needle that with acupuncture, but you know that that's along the stomach meridian. So you want to think about digestive issues as well when you're thinking about breast illness.
Mm, wow. And you mentioned the teeth earlier. Let's touch on that.
The teeth are a really important part of our overall health. And if you have an unexplained illness for a long period of time, or you have a chronic issue and nobody has been able to find out what is causing that, a lot of times it can be, a problem in a tooth. Certainly, root canals are, a very controversial issue. It's basically a dead tooth that you've left in your body. And, they say, well, they've taken out the nerves so that tooth, it has no sensation anymore, but it's basically a dead organ in your body. And so it can contribute infection, and that infection can travel along the meridians to affect different areas of the body. The doctor that I studied with in Switzerland, Dr. Thomas Rau, was able to cure women who had root canals on the stomach, the teeth that are affected on the stomach meridian. And I can't remember off the top of my head if those are the premolars or molars in the upper jaw and the same teeth in the lower jaw.
Wow.
So I don't know the numbers, but you can actually look that up on the internet, I'm sure.
Sure. And people can go to their biological dentist and kind of look into those pieces.
Right. Mm-hmm. Biological dentists are few and far between and hard to find, but they are out there.
Excellent. And the one last section I wanted to touch on, you wrote an article, and this was years ago, and I was involved with the Serial Killers movie, and not cereal as an S, but C, because it was talking about how carbs and wheats and grains adversely affect our bodies. And the film was a proponent of protein and vegetables. And at that time, we made the connection because you had wrote the article.
I had written an article called Grain Breasts, sort of an offshoot and a play on words from Dr. David Perlmutter's book called Grain Brain. And what I had seen over time was that the women who were coming back for their follow-up thermograms, maybe 3 months or a year later, depending on, we could see a marked difference in the amount of inflammation in the breast tissue. So if I saw a positive change, I would say, well, wow, this is a big difference. What have you done in between my seeing you? And they would be, oh, well, I quit eating bread, or I quit eating grains, or, that was it. So I started tracking people, and I started creating comparisons of before and after eating grains. It was a huge thing. And then you at the time were making cereal killers, mm-hmm. C-E-R-E-A-L killers. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really close connection.
Sure. So Dr. Carla was in the audience and I was on the stage, and we were doing a Q&A with a lot of professionals. And you got up and started talking about this concept, and people were highly interested. So is there anywhere people can find that article?
There is. In fact, I write for a little magazine, and it's online. I think it's trulyalive.net.
Okay.
Trulyalive.net. I think that the title of the article was Grain Breasts. The most recent article that will come out November 1st is a mammogram was not enough for me, and it's a takeoff on Joan London's whole story. You know, she was diagnosed with breast cancer,
sure,
not through a mammogram, not through ultrasound. And so I talk a little bit about what those different forms of screening are. And there's several articles on there.
Okay. Well, ladies, if you're listening, and to the men out there listening who care about the ladies, please give Dr. Carla Garcia a call. She's got two offices, one in New Mexico, one in Dallas, Texas. And she also can speak to you over the phone and really take this opportunity to tap into the greater unfoldment of our bodies and how we can safely and effectively take care of learning about how our system works and how to avoid certain things, including radiation, and learn further about how thermography can work for you. Dr. Carla Garcia is offering a free mammogram with your thermography session, and you can either get a breast or a full body, right? You can choose one or the other, and give her a call. Again, why don't you repeat the phone numbers?
Okay, so in Albuquerque or in New Mexico, our phone number is 505-271-6608. In Dallas, in Texas, our phone number is 469-249-0065.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here today and provide. I mean, we can go on and on. I'd like to have several of these radio shows because this is so important and there's so much to talk about the connection. I think the teeth, that's definitely going to be an upcoming show on how that's important. And especially I'd like to talk about that machine I saw in your office about the teeth. Anyways, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. And you can learn more about Dr. Carla Garcia. And by the way, just keep in mind, she's offering a free breast exam with each thermography session, whether you get the full breast or you get the full body. And special here, listen up, for ZGR listeners, 10% off your session. So whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in New Mexico, you can get 10% off your sessions by calling them. Why don't you give us those numbers one more time?
So in New Mexico, the number is 505-271-6608. In Texas, the phone number is 469-249-0065. Our websites are www.dallasfortworthbreastthermography.com or www.thermographynm.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your gifts.
Thanks, Lainey. This was great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Again, if you missed the show live, you can watch our watch. We actually do have a Zeta Continuum, but not this show, but you can listen to us on our profile page at bbsradio.com/ZGR. Thank you and have a beautiful rest of your weekend.
Grace.